You're listening to The Psycho Circus, a Kiss album podcast. One fan's opinionated analysis on every Kiss release. I am your host, Ryo V, and I thank you for taking the time to join me today for episode 55, Kiss My Ass, the Video. Before we get into the album analysis, or before we get into the video analysis, if you like the podcast, please subscribe. If you haven't already done so, please leave a review on iTunes. Positive reviews and subscriptions help other KISS fans to find this podcast. If you have any comments, you want to provide any feedback, you can reach me at psychocircuspodcast@gmail.com. That's psychocircuspodcast@gmail.com. You can also follow me on Twitter. I'm at RyoV on Twitter. That's at RyoVie on Twitter. Today's communication comes from you, the listener. I've received some messages regarding the podcast over the last few weeks, and I wanted to take the time to share a few of them. Thank you for writing in, thank you for tweeting, thank you for dropping me some lines, and I appreciate it. As always, I appreciate everything that you guys do. I appreciate you spreading the word, I appreciate you listening, I appreciate you dropping lines when you have a chance. You know, because without you, the listener, I would be doing this for myself, and that might be fun, but not as fun as when you guys get on board. So thank you very much, and let's get into some of the messages. So Travis writes in, "Thank you for your marvelous podcast. I truly enjoy it. You put on a great show. I want to encourage you to keep up the great work." Short and sweet. Thanks, Travis. I appreciate the kind words. This podcast is a labor of love. And, you know, I do work 9 to 5 and have a family and everything else, but this is a hobby I'm very passionate about, and obviously KISS is a band I'm very passionate about, so I enjoy doing this very, very much. If I didn't get enjoyment out of it, I probably would stop, but your words of encouragement like this just really keep me wanting to go on and see this through to the end, and there is an end game at some point. We're going to get to the end of the line of everything KISS has released, and I'm going to take my final bow and say goodnight. But until then, I'm going to love doing what I'm doing. So thank you so much, Travis. Appreciate the kind words, and I hope I can continue to live up to expectations. Next up is Carrie, and Carrie writes in, "I want to thank you for a fantastic podcast. I definitely love every bit of it. And I've subscribed, so I'll never miss an episode." Well, Kerry, I thank you. And thank you for subscribing. Really, honestly, I think that is one of the highest compliments I could receive. If someone takes the time to actually subscribe to this podcast, they take the time to spread the word about this podcast, they take the time to just go, I don't want to say above and beyond, but just to go put themselves out there and say, "Hey, check this out. This is something I'm listening to." Or, "Hey, I'm going to subscribe to this because I want to make sure I don't miss an episode and that everything shows up in my feed." It just means the world to me. Again, it's the highest compliment I can receive doing this type of podcast, doing any podcast, really. But doing this and knowing that people are subscribing and people are spreading the word really is the highest compliment I can receive. So thank you, Kerry, very much. And that may be the first female fan that we confirmed. First female to write in with a message anyway. Most of my messages come from guys, and there's nothing wrong with that. I love you all. And KISS is a very male-dominated fan base, but I always love to see female fans as well. So thank you, Kerry. All right, last one. Last one comes from Kurimali. Kurimali. I apologize, I butchered your name. It's Kurumali. Kurumali, and anybody who knows me, has listened to this show for a long time, they know that I'm not always good with names, so You know, they know that I have a tendency to butcher names from time to time. So I apologize in advance if I did butcher that name. So here's the message from Kurumali. This podcast is worth everyone's attention. I highly recommend it and will spread the word. So thank you, Kurumali. I appreciate that. And again, that's probably the highest compliment I could receive. When you like something enough to recommend it to others and to shout it out to others and to pass the word to others, really, really is a true, true compliment. So thank you very much, and hopefully this show, this podcast, will continue to live up to your expectations. And, of course, I appreciate all the emails and comments that I get, all the messages that I get, and all the tweets that I get. So keep it coming. If you have a question, you want to talk anything KISS-related, please drop me a line via the usual methods. And now let's get to the video analysis. So this home video was released in 1994 on Universal Home Video. And the band members for this home video are Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley, and they take the prominent role. We'll get into that a little bit more as this episode goes on, but Gene and Paul have the prominent role. I guess they'd be the MCs of the video. And then additional band members through video performances include Ace Frehley, Peter Criss, Eric Carr, Eric Singer, and Bruce Kulick. The track listing for this home video is as follows. Parasite, live from 1975. Do You Love Me, live from 1977. Radioactive, live from 1979. Move On, live from 1979. Love Gun, live from 1992. New York Groove, live from 1979. She, which is the Anthrax video for the cover they did of She. Makin' Love, live from 1977. Christine 16, the Gin Blossoms video, the one that they professionally recorded for their cover of Christine 16. I Love It Loud, live from 1982. Come On and Love Me, live from 1976. Hooligan, live from 1977. Shock Me, live from 1977. I, live from 1982, although I challenged the live there because it was a television show taping, so I'm going to say I lip-synced from 1982. Take Me, a rehearsal video from 1976. She, a rehearsal video from 1976. And the track listing wraps up with Black Diamond, live from 1976. So, I'm not quite sure how the release of a self-produced covers album warrants the creation and release of another home video. But this is KISS, which includes Gene Simmons, and if there is money to be had, they're going to find a way to get it out of the fans' hands and into their own pockets. Thus, KISS My Ass, the video, saw the light of day. Now, this is a collection of videos and live material that was previously unreleased. So, from a collector and fan aspect, it's actually really, really cool. These were videos and performances that fans hadn't seen before, excuse me, and now have the opportunity to see them on home video. I know that I consumed this video when it first came out. I watched it multiple times over, if for no other reason than to see the KISS performances that were live in makeup during the makeup years. And I know I've said this several times on this show, but I'll reiterate it again. Seeing these live performances in makeup was something brand new for me. You know, as a KISS fan, I didn't get a chance to see the band live in the 70s. You know, I liked the band in the 70s when I was a child. I thought they were really, really cool. But when I was in high school was when I really got into the band. So, you know, being able to see these live performances that I missed the first time around was just amazing to me. It was a gift. It really was a gift. And I joke and I tease, you know, KISS and Gene about, oh, another money grab. But I'm paying my money because it's worth it to me. You know, these collections, these things that I didn't get to see, absolutely were worth it to me, and I'm glad that you know, they put the video out there, and I'm glad that I had a chance to purchase it and see it again. So, well, see it for the first time, and then see it again recently. But we'll get into that as well. So, okay, so, you know, rewatching this for the first time in years, it really was just as much of a treat as it was the first time I ever watched it. And I've said, you know, several times over the course of this podcast, this is why I wanted to take on this project in the first place. Opportunities like this. I haven't watched the Kiss My Ass home video probably in 20 years. And saying that out loud hurts, but you know, you got to remember the band has released other videos in over that time that I've watched, and you know, there's obviously the music, and I've seen them live in concert, and you know, there's other bands that I enjoy and everything else. Life gets in the way of life. So having the opportunity to watch this video wasn't something that was on my radar. But now, going through this exercise, doing this podcast, I have to watch this video. It's coming up for a podcast, so I got to sit down, I got to watch it. There's a couple of videos on the horizon that I can't wait to see again. One of them I haven't seen since I bought it when it was released. So I'm really excited about watching that one again. That's The Second Coming, which we're going to get to for a few episodes. Maybe within 10 episodes, we're going to be there. But anyway, so having the opportunity to do this is wonderful. It gives me the opportunity to really revisit everything in the Kiss catalog one more time. And it has been such a fun journey. I've been so enthralled listening to the Kiss albums and watching these videos again. Like I said, some for the first time in years. It's been an absolute treat, and I'm so happy that I get to do this. And I'm so happy that I get to share my happiness with others. It really makes for a fine episode, and you know, fine podcast, fine recording. So back to the video. This was recorded at the same time that Kiss My Ass the album was being put together and the Kistry book was being put together. Gene and Paul were in a studio somewhere working on all of these projects, and they were being filmed talking about the projects along with giving some background to the videos and the live footage that we see. And they treat us to some real gems. I mean, we get classics, but we also get some deep cuts that we've never seen before, at least not by me, like Hooligan, I, and Come On and Love Me, just to name a few. Now, with each video release, Kiss was getting better and better at delivering what the fans wanted. We went from that horrendous home movie, made-for-television home movie, Kiss Meets the Phantom of the Park, to the subpar Exposed, to the excellent Animalized Live, to the exceptional Extreme Close-Up, and to the Grand Confidential. And now we get the best video yet in the Kiss My Ass home video. We get stories, we get live footage, we get videos, promos, behind-the-scenes looks hosted by Gene and Paul. The footage spans the entire career of the band up to that point, obviously, and provides a detailed look into the world of Kiss. Seeing Peter perform Hooligan was a tremendous treat. Hearing Radioactive, Move On, and New York Groove live for the first time was mind-blowing. It's a Through the Years with Kiss that is so beloved and so well done. And we'll get into the particulars of the performances, the videos, and the promos in a little bit. But the amount of material packed into this 90-minute video is absolutely stellar. And as I mentioned on the last episode, Kiss should think about re-releasing this video packaged with the album and include the songs that didn't make the cut on the initial release. Now, I'm not sure how the logistics of all that would work out, but I know it's something that the fans would love to have and love to hear. At least this fan would. Now, let's take a moment to talk about the home video cover. And honestly, Kiss, maybe there was their design team. They got a little lazy here. The cover to the home video is exactly the same as the cover to the CD, right down to the fake Ace makeup. Maybe it was done purposefully to show that it's an extension of the album, but maybe not. Perhaps it was just laziness. I mean, who's to say? I think that the video itself is well done, but the packaging really lacks. Again, it shows that the two really go together, but it could have been a better design than this. And, you know, and since we picked apart the album cover on the last episode, right down to the fake Ace makeup, I don't really have much more to add. You know, so if you want to really hear my rant about this cover, just go ahead and listen to the last episode. For this episode, we're just going to go ahead. We're going to dive right into the home video itself. So I truly love the way this video was done with Gene and Paul giving the behind the scenes of certain projects. It was cool to see them do the documentary footage and then introduce the live footage or video or whatever was about to come up next. As a huge fan of the band, I liked hearing the stories directly from the people who lived them. It adds a sense of realness to it all. And the first live footage we get to see is from the earliest days of Live Kiss, with black and white footage of Parasite from San Francisco. And this is from the concert that would be included in its entirety on Kissology. And longtime listeners know that this is probably my favorite concert footage in the entire Kiss catalog. So seeing Parasite open the video footage produced a big grin on my face. I loved it, and I could watch it over and over and over again. Now, something about the black and white footage adds an air of mystery and darkness that I feel made the performance that much more satisfying. I absolutely love this concert footage. Now, Kiss My Ass also made me want to own Kistry the first time I watched the video, until I saw the price tag. And Gene and Paul talk about the book that they're working on and how it's going to include photos that have never before been seen and a ton of unreleased stuff. And it sounded so fantastic and so tempting, but then I saw that it cost $150. And at that time in my life, that was a luxury I could not afford. I mean, I'd still like to own a copy, but I have to be realistic. I mean, how often do I actually look at it? How often will I actually look at it after the first month or so? And is that worth me spending $150, which I said was a lot of money for me at that time? I mean, let's be honest, it's still a lot of money for me at this time. And again, those of you who listen to multiple shows, you know I'm frugal. It's hard for me to part with that many bucks for something unless I know it's going to be something that I am truly going to cherish forever. And Kistry might have fallen into that category, but I'll never know because I never purchased it. And when you try to find it on the internet now, it's double the price. I also loved seeing the classic live footage. Radioactive, Move On, New York Groove. It was amazing to witness. And again, I've said this several times in the past, but it's worth reiterating. This is the video footage that I never saw before. Kiss in makeup, Kiss on stage in the 70s. This was all new to me, and I was seeing it all for the first time, and I was loving every moment of it. Kiss performing songs from the solo albums in concert. Wow, I never saw it, and now I have it captured on video for eternity. I can only imagine what it must have been like seeing those songs live in concert. Now, I'm not sure how all of you feel about the solo albums, and I'm not sure how all of you would feel, if they started performing them in concert. It was the first time that you saw them, and you weren't a fan of the solo albums. I mean, I don't know. But I like them a lot, and I would have loved to see Kiss perform more of those songs live through the years. And another awesome thing I noticed was when Gene was showing a master list of all the unused songs or projected songs that were going to be on Kiss My Ass. And the one song that jumped out at me was that Jackal was going to do a cover of I Love It Loud. I can practically hear that in my head. I love Jesse Dupree, and I love Jackal. Can you imagine what it would sound like to hear Jackal screaming out, I love it loud, want to hear it loud, right between the eyes, with his little southern twang going on and the guitars. It would be amazing. I can so hear that song in my head, and I really, 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 really wish this would have come to fruition. Again, a huge fan of Jackal, obviously a huge fan of Kiss, and hearing them do a cover of I Love It Loud would have just been, it would have been just a dream from heaven for me. It would have been amazing to hear. Those of you not familiar with Jackal, they kind of came out in the early 90s. They get lumped in with the hair metal bands, but they weren't really a hair metal band. Chainsaw Rock and Roll is what I call them, but that's not really their category either. And I think most of you know by now, I don't even like categories or genres. Music's music. If it makes you feel good, it's good. But anyway, Down on Me and Down on Me, I think, was probably their biggest hit. I can't think of others off the top of my head. Pressure. I can't handle the pressure. but Jackal had some hits. I've seen them live. I have a lot of their albums. They're a great band. And to have heard them do a cover of I Love It Loud, that would have been awesome. Other songs, yes, the other songs didn't make the cut. They would have been really cool, too. I mean, there was Nine Inch Nails, there was Stone Temple Pilots, there was Megadeth. But there's something about the allure of Jackal singing I Love It Loud. It's fitting song for them, like I said. I can so hear it in my head. Now, how wild that would have been. But alas, perhaps there's a bootleg version of the song floating around on the internet somewhere, and maybe I will have to do a search to see if I can find it. Type. Well, a brief search yielded no results. Maybe I'll do a deeper dive sometime soon, or maybe the song was never recorded and only proposed. Who's to say? But if any of you know if this song exists, please let me know. Drop me a line via the usual methods and a link. Oh, I'll give you 1,000 bonus Psycho Circus points if you provide me a link to the actual recording of Jackal doing I Love It Loud again, if it exists. So that's my challenge to you guys today. Another cool thing was the actual videos. The official videos were pretty wild as well. I guess you call them official videos. You know, they were the videos recorded to help promote this record. And, you know, we got the Jim Blossoms doing Christine 16. And we got Anthrax's version of She. And both, you know, both were timid by video standards. But seeing these two bands that I liked a lot at the time recording a video for a cover of a Kiss song, that's just super cool to me. Yeah, it's a fanboy thing, but I can't help myself. I went fanboy. It was awesome to see. I was a big Jim Blossoms fan. You know, I was a big fan of Anthrax, and having them do covers of Kiss songs and have actual videos released with them doing covers of Kiss songs, it was wild. It was a wild time in my Kiss fandom. Another really cool thing to see was the album cover for Carnival of Souls, at least what was supposed to be the album cover for Carnival of Souls. When this video was recorded, Kiss was actually working on their next studio album, and the Unplugged and Reunion stuff weren't even in the plans. And then we all know what happened, but Gene showed us what was going to be the original cover artwork for Carnival of Souls, which I actually have on my bootleg copy of this album that I purchased before I bought the official release, because the official release wasn't out yet. And it was cool. It was pretty cool. It's a skull with a flaming head and glowing eyes. You know, very horror-like, but still very slick, if that makes any sense. I would have liked it. I would have liked it if that were the final cover, but, you know, seeing as how when Carnival of Souls was released, post-reunion and all that, I understand why the band went with the photo cover that they actually did, and I'm sure I'm going to talk about this a lot more when we get to the Carnival of Souls episode. And, you know, I base these things based on, base these episodes based on release date, so, you know, even though Carnival of Souls may have technically come before, let's say, you know, some of the reunion stuff that's coming up, it's going to go based on when it was released. That's how I set these episodes up. So, okay. So anyway, it would have been, you know, it would have been cool to have that photo cover, but we got what we got, and that's okay too. Now, all in all, I honestly wasn't sure initially that this home video was going to hold up 25 years later. And 20 years since I watched it, but it did. It really did. Paul and Gene were great MCs, even if they weren't on the screen together. And, you know, it was cool. It was a cool walkthrough of past, present, and future Kiss. And it was a great way to link the past, present, and future of Kiss. From videos to the live footage to the commercials from days gone by to sneak peeks at what was to come, Kiss My Ass the Home Video was a wonderful experience for the fans and probably the best home release they had done up until that point. I loved it then. I loved rewatching it now. And maybe, just maybe, I'll go and rewatch it one last time before I put it away for a while. And I wonder if this was the catalyst, right? Was this video the catalyst for what eventually became the reunion tour, you know? And we're going to be talking about that a lot over the next couple of episodes because we're getting to that point in Kistory where, you know, the band got back together, where the band, you know, did their reunion and were able to pull in the original members. And, you know, that some people say that started with the Unplugged years, that some people say that started somewhere else down the line. But, you know, I always wondered, was this where it started? When they went in to record Kiss My Ass, when they went in to do the video, you know, when they started looking at all the things in the past, did it bring up that nostalgia? And did Gene and Paul finally say, maybe it's time? So just something to ponder, think about. You guys got any opinions on that, you know how to reach me. And by all means, send them in. I would love to share. I would love to share them with the other listeners of this podcast and get the conversation going. So that's going to do it for this episode of the Psycho Circus podcast. As always, I thank you so much for listening. Thank you for enjoying my recap of the home video. And if you haven't watched it, go out there and do so. If you don't have a copy, I'm pretty sure you can get one online for a relatively inexpensive price. I think less than $20. And I think it's on DVD because probably nobody has a VHS player anymore except me. And I literally watched this, for the record, for those of you keeping track and keeping score at home, I literally did watch this on VHS with my VHS player that I still have. And I think the only reason I still have a VHS player is for this and a couple of movies that I have never upgraded to DVD. So a little fun fact for you there. All right, be sure to go to iTunes, leave a review. Every review helps. And if you haven't already done so, please subscribe to the podcast. And, of course, you can follow me on Twitter. I'm at RyoV on Twitter. That's at RyoVie on Twitter. All right, be sure to tune in next time where I'm going to cover Cat Number One. We get a Peter Criss sighting. Peter Criss appearance, first Peter Criss album in a long, long time, Cat Number One. So tune in next time for that. And until then, the carnival has just begun.